Friday night calls on Black and Abdallah. All calls welcome at 312-332-3776. We have baseball tonight at 6:30. Tyler Aki will have the pregame show for the Tigers and the White Sox right here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. White Sox baseball, you can listen to the games right here on ESPN 1000. The game, you will hear the pregame show in 27 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. It's Black and Abdallah. If you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 312-332-3776. All calls welcome on a Friday, Abdallah, a football Friday, as we head into week 3 in the NFL. A big contest for the Bears. I know that both opponents are not supposed to be very good this season, but I think for the development of the quarterback in the offense, Justin Fields and Luke Getsy's new offense, I think this is an important matchup on Sunday on the lakefront.
Yeah, it's. I don't want to say it's a must win, but it's a must show out, right? Like, you have to. I need to see more from Justin Fields. I need to see more from this offense, and this is a perfect opportunity. Look, if Matt Ryan can put up 350 yards against this team, like, you should be able to put up some yards against this team. And it could be a bend, don't break, like Lovie Smith likes to do, because that's what they do. They give up a ton of yards. They don't give up a lot of points. But I want to see some chunk plays from Justin Fields and this offense. I want to see them open it up more. I want to see Darnell Mooney with numbers on the stat sheet. I'd like to see Cole Kmet play in a game. Successfully.
Well, he's played in two games. You want to see him produce for you.
Yeah. I would like to see him out there producing. Yes, that would be nice. Yes.
Producing some yardage, some catches, maybe a
not
touchdown.
Just blocking poorly and just dropping footballs that hit him right in the chest.
Falling over and not completing passes.
Yeah, and so I think it's a big game for the offense. The defense, I think, will be fine. I think they kind of play the same kind of system. I like Davis Mills is fine. He's not that great away from their home stadium. So on the road, he's not that great, but they don't really have a lot of playmakers either. So I feel like the defense will be able to maybe cause a couple turnovers and get to him a little bit. But to me, I need to see more offense. I need to see a lot more offense from this team.
Yeah, and so do I. And I think it's not only is it you need to see more offense, you want to see points put up on the board. And I think the ability for the offense to kind of make life easier for the defense is a balance that this team is going to need if they're going to win any games this season. And I think this is where we sit heading into week 3. To this point, this is kind of what we thought this would be. They're going to be around 500 all year. I think we were surprised by the result, what we saw against the 49ers. We expected them to lose against Green Bay. I didn't expect the second quarter to look the way it did, giving up 21 points, a bunch of three and outs on offense. The Packers just running right down the throat of the Chicago Bears defense. But this is where you now have to bounce back. You had a week of coaching, a week of maybe changing, adjusting, doing different things defensively and offensively. Now, against a, quote, weaker opponent. They should be the weaker team, the Texans, on the matchup in Sunday. Now go and actually play as if you are a team that has the arrow pointing up and take advantage of a team that has less talent than you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think you should be able to go in and win this football game at home. This is one of the games that I had them definitely winning. You know, when we were going through the schedule and planning out whether it was 7, 8, or 9 wins or whatever we thought, I said 7 wins, and this was, to me, this was their first win because I didn't think they'd be able to beat the 49ers. I thought they'd have more talent defensively and they'd be able to control the football and that, you know, Shanahan's a better coach right now. So I thought that he would be able to, they'd be able to win that game. They didn't, obviously, benefit for the Bears. And then I didn't think they'd be able to beat the Packers. But I had this one and I have the next game against the Giants as a win also because I think that they're the better football team there. And you can, it's tough to go on the road and win, but I think they can.
Now, here at Black and Abdallah, we spend a lot of time investigating different situations. It's what we do. We see something that doesn't look right. We want to take a closer look.
Put on the little monocle.
We want to get to the bottom of something. Earlier today, the Bears released on their injury report. And it is notable, Roquan Smith is questionable for the game on Sunday. Velus Jones Jr., doubtful. Jalen Johnson, the defensive back, he has a quad injury. He did not practice on Friday today. He is questionable for the game. Now, the Bears sent this out in a tweet earlier this afternoon after practice. Now, in the research of this program today, I think Blucky and Abdallah discovered something. Because the Bears send out an email of the injury report to everyone in the media. And they send that email out at 4.06 p.m. this afternoon. I open the email, and it's the injury report. The same injury report that they sent out on social media. And next to Jalen Johnson's name, it's a quad. Did not practice Friday. Out for the game. And I said to myself, hold up, Abdallah.
Wait a minute.
Did I see something wrong? Am I doing something wrong here?
Wait a minute.
So I bring over the injury report to Abdallah to confirm, and he says, yes, no. Next to Johnson, it says out.
It says out.
That's the email sent out by the Chicago Bears at 4.06 this afternoon.
So what happened? What happened between the tweet and the email?
Various reports, ABC7, the Sun-Times, have confirmed that Jalen Johnson is questionable. Shout out to Mike Johnson from ABC7. He contacted the Bears to get an official response. Johnson is questionable. But I think I did discover an important finding in our investigation today. And it is that Black and Abdallah are the only two people who work in the media that actually open up and read the Bears' emails that they send with the injury reports.
Well, I mean,
I think you and I are the only two who saw this. I didn't hear anyone else pointing this out. We checked Twitter. We were like, hold up. Are we the only one? I think you and I are the only two that noticed that the injury report that they sent out to the media was different than what they put on social media.
I imagine that most of the media on a Friday afternoon have seen the tweet from the injury report, and they go, okay, well, there's the tweet. Report the news and move on.
Yeah, right.
And that's it. And then because the tweet is before Matt Eberflus talks, he talks about the injuries. Roquan will go if he can go. Jalen will go if he can go. All that kind of stuff. And then that's it. And then you get that email at 4 and you're like, you know what? It's 4:30 on a Friday. I'm not
going to open and read.
I'm not opening this.
What am I reading this for?
I'm not doing this.
How about that? I think you and I are the only two in the media that actually open the injury report and read it.
And that's fine. That happens. But it's a Friday. It's just a follow-up to a tweet, essentially. The email's supposed to be. But the keen eye sees all. You expanded your third eye for that one.
Well, and to just make sure everyone's on the same page, he's questionable.
He is questionable.
So Jalen Johnson, questionable.
Questionable.
For the game against the Texans. So we close this investigative report from Black and Abdallah on the two different reports there. The injury report in the email from the Bears, which is now corrected. They're confirming questionable for Jalen Johnson. I thought we had something there. You know, listen, it's a Friday afternoon. And I think you're right. I think most people in the media say, we don't need to look at that. We already know the situation.
Matt Eberflus already talked about it.
But who watches The Watchmen, Abdallah? That's why we're here. We're here to make sure that things are all right.
We are The Watchmen. We watch The Watchmen. Who watches them? Us.
It's Black and Abdallah. Friday night calls.
All calls welcome.
All calls welcome. We go to Mitchell in Des Plaines. Hello, Mitchell.
Hey there, Team Gemini. I'm glad to see that you've had a great time on your vacation. You're back in black. No pun intended to ACDC. But the bottom line is this, okay? To both of you, Team Satch. You know, I was talking to you a few months ago about the stock market. We are down about 3,000 points easily after today, right?
And by the way,
today, the Dow at one point was down 846 points. It closed at 485, which is a good, I mean, I'm talking the negative. I mean, it took off 400 points, but it could have been a lot worse. Now, Team Gemini, look, you're very bright because you're a Gemini. Team Sagittarius, I don't know about you. No, I'm just kidding. The fact of the matter is that you were talking about, you know, we're talking about Netflix and technology and the NASDAQ.
Sure.
You got to buy on the dip because guess what? Because of rising interest rates, okay, because of stupid Jerome Powell and his big mouth, he's raising interest rates by 75 basis points for the next, till probably November, probably into 2023. So there's an inverse relationship between when you raise interest rates, it has an inverse relationship to stocks. Now, it's on a short-term basis, okay? So now, it's like buying real estate at like the best locations in the country for nothing on the dollar. So if you want to get into Apple or anything in the NASDAQ or Netflix, whatever you want, Meta, Facebook, whatever your thing is, this is the time, okay? And if you had any discretionary income, I know you spent all your money on, you know, going abroad,
sure,
but if there's any money left,
true,
if there's any money left in the estate, okay, I would double down and put it on the NASDAQ, okay? You'll thank me a year from now, but I get 10%. Now, moving forward,
yes,
I find it very egregious that the fact that the Bears have a lot of internal problems. I do not trust Fields for as far as you can throw him. It's Trubisky plus, you know, what I call on steroids. And do not play that Mills, that is it Davis Mills, David Mills, the quarterback protect. Listen, they were. I know they came out of the same draft, and I couldn't care less about the draft pick and the pecking order. It means absolutely nothing. He puts up yards. He gets first downs. He throws touchdowns. Folks, I hate to break the news to you. Justin Fields doesn't score touchdowns. Doesn't get first downs. Okay? And Lovey, you got to learn to love Lovey, right? He knows exactly his weaknesses. So don't be surprised if the Lovey of like a past goes to Chicago Bears, right? You got to learn to love the Lovey. He comes back and somehow pulls, you know, I know it's a 2-point or a 2-point differential between, and I don't gamble. I listen to your show. So I pick up on the jargon. So what is it, a 2-point differential between who's going to win and not win? Well, I don't care about that. What I do care about is the eye test. I think David Mills is going to have a huge game. They got a great running game in that running back. And I think Lovey is smart. He's cerebral. And I just don't trust. The bottom line, and this is a take. The bottom line is this. Justin Fields cannot accept the tempo. He's not a very good passer because his release has no touch, torque, and what I call he has no zip on the ball. He does not, and that's it's so evident. And when people say, oh, he can make all the throws, it's just like Trubisky on steroids, okay? He can't make all the throws because he has a very unusual long release. And that's why when he's in the pocket, it falls apart because it's such a, the tempo of the NFL is so fast. Do you hear what I'm saying here, Daddy-O? The bottom line is this, right? Bet on the NASDAQ, don't bet on the Bears, and that's the bottom line!
I missed this when I was in Europe. I missed it. Thank you, Mitchell. All right. Have a great weekend.
Hey, it's a glass of red wine. You guys are the best. Have a great weekend.
No, you didn't. I definitely did. Abdallah, your thoughts on the stock market?
I mean, didn't you learn that in like high school?
Did I learn about it in high school?
Did you learn about like
no, I want
buying
your...
the dip and when inflation goes up and the stock market goes down and when interest rate goes up, the NASDAQ drops and that's when you're supposed to buy and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, I just wanted your opinion and your breakdown on what's taking place today.
Yeah, buy stuff. It's...
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
Thank you to Tyler Aki producing tonight's show. You can listen to Tyler coming up in 8 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. He'll have the pregame show for the White Sox and the Tigers from Guaranteed Rate Field. Tyler will have the pre and the postgame. Len Casper and Darren Jackson will have the call of the game right here on ESPN 1000. It's Bleck and Abdallah. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for Chicago's College Tailgate. Yeah. Saturdays in the fall. 9 a.m., we will have 2 hours of college football conversation leading you into the 11 o'clock kicks around the Midwest. So check us out tomorrow morning, Bleck and Abdallah, with Chicago's College Tailgate right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. And also, Abdallah, Sunday, we have a bar crawl in Wrigleyville with White Claw. Can't wait at noon to 2 on Sunday.
It's going to be great. We are qualifying people to win a trip to Dallas with Carmen and Yurko. The guys are heading out there for the Bears and the Monsters of the Midway and the Them Boys game. I don't have anything in front of me. Don't shake your head at me. You sprung this on me all of a sudden. You didn't say, hey, we're going to promote this. So I'm just reading it off the dome. For the Monsters of the Midway and them boys, we're going to be, how about this? I know the bar's in order. We're going to Sluggers first. Boom. Then we're going to Old Crow Smokehouse, a.k.a. Old Crow Smoke Show. And then we're going to be at Deuces, noon to 2, Wrigley. Come hang out. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a party. Do the kids still say it's going to be a movie, Tyler? Do the kids still say it's going to be a movie?
No, not anymore.
Okay, well, then it won't be a movie.
So that'll be Sunday, noon to 2 in Wrigleyville. Come hang out. Black and Abdallah will be watching the Bears game with you as we crawl through Wrigleyville with White Claw.
We're watching a football game.
Yeah, well, we can say we're going to watch the Bears game. Mm-hmm. You just can't say that we're going to be giving away something to that specific name that is not aligned with the partner in the giveaway.
We'll be giving away...
People know how this works. It's like with the Super Bowl, and you say it's the big game.
Whoa. Are you trying to get us fined?
No, you can say the Super Bowl. You could say that it's rumored that Taylor Swift might be playing the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
You can say that.
Okay.
Because that's out there today.
It is. Conflicting sources, though, between Variety and TMZ. But who knows?
All right, it's a Friday Night Calls. All calls welcome. Here's the deal. We're going to have to take these calls while we listen to the Song of the Night. So here we go. Song of the Night time. I want to
rock! Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for it.
No, it's not.
There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an...
I want to play Taylor Swift.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song. Trusty media members in this town very disgruntled with you for making fun of their precious Bruce Springsteen.
Good.
Abdallah, how did we get to this song today?
I wanted to play Taylor Swift for the record. This is under protest, but happy birthday, Bruce Springsteen. Happy birthday, Bruce Springsteen.
He's 73 today.
A spry 73. If you don't know this, it's an inside baseball thing, I guess, but every media member... Every media member, their favorite artist, is Bruce Springsteen. And
yes,
the younger ones, it's Pearl Jam. And the even younger ones than that, Foo Fighters.
That's a progression.
That's the progression.
Springsteen.
Yeah. In fact, Pearl Jam, Tyler, graduate of the great Syracuse University. When did you take the Bruce Springsteen appreciation class?
Bruce Springsteen? Yeah, that's a required journalism class.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I think there actually is a Bruce Springsteen class, which is the biggest joke of it all. Like, Connor's not rocking out to this one, but everyone else in the press box is now.
No, of course they are.
Of course, they're baseball writers.
Oh, Scott Merkin is loving this.
Raphael and Juliet, you're on ESPN 1000. You gotta go quick, Raphael.
I do like the saxophone solo, though.
Quick question. So, when the Browns got called for too many men, why was it a 5-yard penalty, but they only did like 4th and 1?
Okay, Raphael, I saw that last night, and I feel like Herb Street and Al Michaels were the only two people watching the game that didn't realize why the sideline was questioning why there wasn't a first down.
Tomlin was pissed off too. Yeah. He was like, why didn't we get a first down if it's a 5-yard penalty? It should be an automatic first down. And how about this? Put time back on the clock.
I'm with you, Raphael.
Because they were letting it run.
I thought that was weird, that Thursday Night Football, the Amazon broadcast, they totally botched that situation. I was thinking the same thing. Thanks for the call, Raphael.
Have a good one.
You know why? Al Michaels was rocking out to Bruce in the press box. That's why.
Absolutely.
Andrew and Elgin, you're on ESPN 1000. Gotta go quick, Andrew.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I'm really happy with the coaching staff, what's going on these days, because, we're prepared.
Wait, Andrew.
Seems like we're a solid team. What's
Andrew,
up?
Andrew, hold on a second. What's hold up? On a second. Crank it. He did it. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I know it's really tough to talk over that great music you guys are playing, but
just calling in, man. Just wanted to say that I'm tired of, you know, Justin Fields not throwing for at least 150 yards. I mean, this 100 yards a game is not acceptable. We need him to take off and start throwing for over 150 yards. You guys think it can be done? Because as of right now, I don't think so.
That's a fair point, Andrew. Thanks for the phone call. I think it can be done.
Yes.
I think they just need to kind of start actually putting it into motion. And I think I like what I heard from Luke Getsy throughout the week. It feels as if they just need to execute now on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see it open up. I think they're going to come out. I mean, this team was born to run, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
But you might see the passing game open up a little bit.
Did you write that earlier?
Nope. Just off the top.
Nice. Bruce Springsteen, shout out to the Olds, born to run, 1975.
I wanna rock. Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for
what dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an. Never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we have Chicago's College Tailgate. Some good games around college football. We'll preview tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And then make sure you come hang out with us on Sunday at noon in Wrigleyville. We'll be at Sluggers and then other bars after that.
Tyler has the pregame show coming up next.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.